It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock at News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. And on a Tuesday morning, that means it's time for Living Gracefully. Brought to you by the good people at Woodland Terrace Senior Living Residences, the next best place to home. With independent living, assisted living, and memory care in Bridgman, Coloma, and Niles. And Todd Dougherty's calling us from Bridgman this morning. How are things in the home of the bees? Is everything all right down there, as near as you can tell?
Everything is going great, as far as I could tell.
From your office or your car or wherever
you are. I'm sitting in my car in the parking lot.
All right. Well, these conversations have become pretty common with me here in the studios and you in the car somewhere. But hey, as per normal, if there is such a thing anymore, our conversation begins with and may very well end with the latest on the COVID situation. The situation is not good. The medical community is very concerned. The numbers are rising, and it's certainly not just here in Southwest Michigan or just Michigan at all. It's all across the country. It's all across the world, for that matter. And then some new orders came out from Lansing on Sunday night. Well, you tell me, what is your assessment of the new orders, Todd, and what, if anything, that means to your efforts to keep the people that you care for at Woodland Terrace safe and sound?
So the orders from Sunday night did not impact us directly. We're still operating under some orders that came out on the 21st of October and the 28th of October that have limited our visitation, that have given us access or is giving us access to some testing capabilities to be able to do some more routine testing with staff and then residents if there were to be positive cases. But the order on Sunday night does not impact us directly at this point.
What I have noticed, as I mentioned, the numbers are increasing alarmingly from the medical community's perspective. What I have noticed is an increased sense of nervousness just in the general community from a lot of people who early on didn't think this was much of anything or anything at all, and all of a sudden somebody in the family or somebody next door or a friend of a friend, and all of a sudden now they've got COVID, and then we start to get a little concerned. What are you seeing from your residents, family members, and that sort of stuff? Is there an increased sense of concern?
So I think there is increased sense of concern. We're accommodating this summer. We were doing some outdoor visits that were very controlled. There was a screening process in place. As the weather kind of turned this fall, we moved those visits into very defined spaces that were being sanitized between visits, and those have all stopped. That would have been a really big deal, and we probably would have gotten more pushback, I would say, 6 months ago. Our families have been extremely supportive of that stopping, and that's significant because we're going into the holidays. No one really knows what's going to happen over the next couple of months. This could very easily go through the holidays. And so knowing that families were supportive of us doing that and not giving us significant pushback indicates to me that people get that it is very serious right now. We had 205 cases in Bergen County that were reported yesterday, which is huge. And I think more and more people, you know, that we're talking to, it's hitting closer to home. It's no longer abstract and someone out there that has it. It's people that we know directly that are getting it or people that we know directly that are impacted by it. So I do think that sense of nervousness, I support 100% because I've been feeling it for the last 6 weeks as I've watched these numbers start to grow. So I'm hopeful that, I mean, we will get through this and it could be challenging. But it's a great reminder to be extremely mindful of everything. And we've had providers that come into, we still have medical providers that come into our buildings. All medical providers at this point are testing on some consistent basis all their employees. But even with that, we have an NP that comes into one of our buildings that called yesterday and she had tested positive and she was in the building last week. It doesn't trace back into our building. I mean, those are necessary services and that's the reality of how this happens. Yeah. You feel fine one day and you don't the next, yet you've been contagious for multiple days before you actually start not feeling fine. And then you think back through those days, like, who did I come in contact with? When was I not wearing my mask?
Right, and it's to the point where the county is asking you to kind of take on the task of contact tracing, and because they just don't have the personnel to do that. And I don't, you know, if that gets into a confined situation such as yours at Woodland Terrace, or I don't know if you saw or read anything about what happened up at Mercy Hospital in Muskegon. It was a mess up there because it got into the surgical unit and inside the hospital, and all of a sudden they didn't have the staff to take care of anybody, or not anybody, but they were severely limited in their abilities to care for patients. And that's the worry, that's the concern from certainly the hospitals and the medical community, but those of you that are caring for our most vulnerable citizenry as well.
So that's I think a huge concern for everyone in healthcare. Just because we're dependent on people coming in from the outside every day to take care of the residents that choose to live in our buildings, and as more and more people are getting COVID, they're exposed to it more. You know, when your child is sent home from school because they're exposed and they test positive, that employee is now not working. Whether they're positive or not, they're not. You know, when a spouse is exposed at work and becomes positive, that employee is now out. So it's not just keeping COVID out of our building the best that we can. You know, it's then working with a workforce that's being impacted by it and potentially being held out, even if they themselves aren't being tested positive, just for safety measures.
And by the way, in case there's any concerns or maybe better yet, questions regarding when to get tested, how to know if you have been exposed enough to get tested, and so on and so forth, your ultimate research tool there should be the Berrien County Health Department's website, because they've got all that information up there, and it can spell out for you, you know, what to do in the event. Because, like I think you suggested, Todd, it gets a little confusing there. Well, you heard about a guy that's, you know, two or three people removed from you, and okay, but did I come in contact, and for how long? And it just check into those the website there and get some true guidelines on what you need to do to make sure that you're safe and that you know, you're not spreading it in the event that you're not. So Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, they do have some great graphics on the health department's website that I think are very helpful, that break it down very simply for people of when they should get tested, when they should quarantine, what exposure actually means, and what kind of exposure you need to be most concerned about. I would definitely recommend that people go to that, to the health department's website.
Well, you brought up the holidays, and we've got one that's just a week and a couple days away, and I know that the most recent guidelines coming out of Lansing suggest that you keep your Thanksgiving gathering to two households, for instance, you and maybe, you know, another family member, and even then try to remain or keep some sort of distance. I think over it, was it Chicago or the whole state of Illinois? Somebody over there is asking that you not have anybody over for Thanksgiving. How are you at Woodland Terrace handling this specific holiday? We're not even going to think about Christmas for now, but what's going on for Thanksgiving with you guys?
No, we're doing a big Thanksgiving dinner for everyone here at Woodland Terrace. And we are asking families to not take their loved one out. If someone does go out, they are in quarantine for 14 days upon returning. Because it's that serious.
Yeah, well, and I guess, and that has to be agreed upon, I would assume, before they take them out, or at least everybody understand that that's what the situation is.
Yep, so we've been communicating that pretty clearly of what, if someone chooses to go out for Thanksgiving, what that looks like for them when they come back. It's not ideal. You know, we're hopeful, too. I think it's worth talking about really quickly. The Moderna study came out this week for their vaccination, right, which was 94-point-something effective.
Absolutely.
So I think that there are some very positive things that are coming out. You know, we've been working very closely with our national association and with HHS because they are working really hard at coordinating the logistics of getting those vaccinations distributed and given to the most vulnerable people. So I do believe that there is a light at the end of this tunnel. I'm afraid it may be very dark between now and that opening at the end of the tunnel. But I truly believe that there is going to be better opportunity for our residents and their families within the next month and a half to 2 months. And if we can just get through this, I think we will be in a much better place on the other side. But we need to get through this as safely as possible.
Absolutely. Have you, absolutely fabulous news from Moderna. And again, on the heels of the Pfizer announcement. Have you had access to any information, or is it too early perhaps to know where you guys would stand in any kind of a distribution system as far as who gets what and when?
So I don't know if it's been officially announced. I was on a phone call with HHS last week with 1,000 other people, and it is assumed that acute care hospitals and long-term care are going to be at the top of the priority list, with healthcare frontline workers being right after that. And it was stated that the assumption was that our residents and our staff who chose to get the vaccination would be able to be fully vaccinated by the end of January. And it is a two-step process. So you get the first vaccination, you wait 3 weeks, you get the second one. So we are assuming or hoping that we remain up there at the top of the list, most significantly for our residents, and honestly, then most significantly for our staff. We choose that.
Yeah. Speaking of residents, despite all of this hubbub going on around us here, it may be time that you need to consider Woodland Terrace as a residence for someone in your family, memory care or assisted living or independent living. Todd, the best way for them to get the preliminary information or get connected with you guys to get that conversation started, what's the best way for people to hook up with you?
You know, someone can go to woodlandterrace.com and you can fill out a form filled requesting any information that you would like. People are welcome to call any of our campuses. We will talk through. It looks different every day, so we can talk through on the day you call what that looks like. Because that is ever-changing. But, you know, I would strongly encourage anyone who wanted to call a campus, find out what the availability is, and kind of talk through what that looks like today if someone were to move in.
That sounds like a plan. Thank you, sir. It's Todd Dougherty from Woodland Terrace Senior Living Residences. Sir, I'll let you get out of your car and get on with the rest of your day now, and we'll catch up, I guess, one more time before Thanksgiving next week, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Todd.